Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Well, having examined the verses dealing with the problems of the Lord's table, or maybe I should say the problems that Corinthian believers were having in regard to their participation in the Lord's table, followed by Paul's instructions giving the proper understanding and use of the Lord's table, we come in verse 27 to this serious warning that has sobered serious-minded Christians for years, and yet has an element of mystery about it as to exactly what it is that the Apostle Paul is talking about. And what it says in 1 Corinthians 11:27 is, "Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord." We ought to take that seriously. It certainly sounds serious, and indeed it is. Therefore, in the light of the proper observance of the Lord's table, therefore, in the light of the present abuses that have been dealt with previously in this chapter, please understand how important it is to participate properly. Whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, obviously, a description of participation in the Lord's table, in an unworthy manner. Now that's, of course, the puzzling statement, the one that is the real key to the understanding of the passage, but the one that is very difficult to be certain about. But the emphasis appears to be upon behavior more than condition. Because that normally that's the way we think about it, that to participate in an unworthy manner is to come to the Lord's table in inappropriate condition. Well, I'm not ruling that out completely, and we'll talk more about that in a moment, but the language points rather to the way you partake of the bread and the cup. It points to your behavior in observing the Lord's table, in participation with the Lord's table. And I think if we'll focus on that, maybe things will become a little more clear. And so thank you for joining me on this Thursday, March 3. And, of course, you remember that we can only keep teaching on this station as radio listeners help us with the financial costs. Understand the significance. There is something very serious here, and I read it again. "Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner." Again, I keep emphasizing that. Not in an unworthy condition, but in an unworthy manner. The manner of which you are eating and drinking. The behavior with which you are eating and drinking. "Whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord." Now, that's a pretty serious statement, to be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. And what does that mean? Well, it means to have made yourself an enemy of Christ, to be guilty of crucifying Christ, guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. It's like you have changed sides from being a follower of Christ to an enemy of Christ. change sides from being one who worships Christ to one who has crucified Christ, one who has tried to rid himself of Christ, one who has joined the enemies of Christ, the Jews who cried for his crucifixion, Pilate who caved in to the Jews and eventually ordered his crucifixion, those who were railing against him and mocking him while he was on the cross because they were delighted to see him crucified there. Those are the people that you are identifying with. Whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. It's like you have changed sides. You are no longer on Christ's side. You have become a participant in the enemies of Christ. You have switched sides, and now you identify with the enemies of Christ. That's serious business. That's the problem. What, therefore, is the solution? Verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Let a man examine himself. This is a call to self-examination. That's the way it has been almost universally understood. That's the way I understand it. This is saying that before you eat the bread and drink the cup, you need to examine yourself. You need to examine your heart. You need to ask the Lord to reveal to you your motives and your participation in the Lord's table. It is to identify wrong behavior and wrong relationships. It is to identify wrong attitudes and the underlying behavior that flows out of wrong attitudes, such as pride and selfishness and gluttony and irreverence. And you see, this all points back to the way many of the Corinthians were participating in the Lord's table. Their manner of eating, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner. Well, what were they doing? Therefore, verse 20, when you come together in one place, is it not to eat the Lord's supper? For in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others, and one is hungry and another drunk. What, do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I do not praise you. Selfishness, gluttony, all of this in their manner of behavior in regard to the Lord's table. And so you need to make sure that any of that is rooted out. If you have been guilty of that, acknowledge it, confess it, and stop it. Quit it. Quit acting that way. Quit partaking of the bread and cup in that unworthy manner. And when you have examined yourself, this is key, then you are to partake. And I think this is vitally important because, again, I have learned by experience over the years that some people misunderstand this. But verse 28, let a man examine himself, and what's the result of that examination? So let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Now that was the issue, right? Verse 27, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup in an unworthy manner, verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. You've got those two phrases side by side, back to back, in verse 27 and again in verse 28. Eat of the bread, drink of the cup. So after self-examination, a person is prepared, is qualified to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Your self-examination has led to acknowledgement of sin and confession of sin and correction of sin and participation in the Lord's table all within the span of a few minutes. That's the point that needs to be emphasized. Why? Because I know people, and you probably do too, and maybe you are one of them, who have come to the erroneous conclusion that if there's something in your life that is not right, then you need to deal with that and prove yourself over a long period of time, a good many weeks, a good many months, to get yourself in the right condition to participate in the Lord's table. And I've had people tell me, well, I'm not worthy to participate. Why not? Aren't you a Christian? Yes, but I've had some things that I've had to deal with, and I'm just not there yet. Well, are these things matters that you're not willing to forsake? Oh no, I have confessed them and I have forsaken them, but I feel so unworthy. It's almost like you're trying to earn the right to participate. But you don't earn the right to participate any more than you earn the gift of salvation. It is a gift, and it is received by the exercise of repentant faith. And when you exercise repentant faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, then you have embraced Christ and you are in possession of salvation. You have eternal life. You are a child of God. There's not a long period of months and years of preparation before you can realize that your faith in Christ has now resulted in your new birth. And likewise, in the Lord's table, there's not a long period between the time when you recognize that there's something that needs to be corrected and you are ready to participate in the Lord's table. If you will examine yourself, if you will acknowledge the sins that the Holy Spirit shows you at that time of examination, if you will confess those sins to God, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you will correct your wrong attitudes, your wrong behavior, then you are as qualified to participate as you ever will be. 6 or 8 more weeks won't make you any more qualified. 6 or 8 more months won't make you any more qualified. You are qualified the moment you confess your sins and forsake them before the Lord. That's it. And to fail to do that is actually dishonoring the Lord. Some think it's dishonoring the Lord to partake too quickly. No. It's dishonoring the Lord to exercise doubt, to question His willingness to forgive you, to question His statement that when a man or a woman has examined themselves, they, and that of course means the examination of confession of sin, when a man or a woman has examined themselves, they are immediately qualified to partake. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. And that is what the Scripture teaches us about participating in a worthy manner. We'll deal with it some more tomorrow. Join me then. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.